I used to work at a gas station many years ago. I was the clerk in the convenience store that we had, and it was open 24 hours. So, as you can guess, I worked overnights, and when I did, I would be all by myself. Now, the gas station was located across the street from some stores, such as Target and a few others, so the area would get a lot of traffic during the day. A highway was also nearby, and the gas station was on a corner. At night, though, all of the other businesses nearby closed by 10 or 11. Things would be very quiet until probably 6 a.m. or so. I worked almost every night for a while, and was getting used to being there overnights. It was mostly pretty quiet, and the gas station would get cars here and there, but people rarely came inside. Between the hours of midnight and 5 a.m., the average amount of people that came inside was probably about 4 or 5, so roughly one per hour. One night, I was working, and it was a typical quiet night. By now, it was about 2 o'clock in the morning. I was behind the counter, and nobody else was inside. No cars were at any of the gas pumps either. At one point, I saw a car pulling in from the street. It was a white van, one of those typical creepy-looking ones that was kind of old as well. It slowly drove up and parked in one of the spaces out front. I expected somebody to get out of the van and come inside, but instead, the van just sat there for a while. I didn't really have anything better to do other than to watch it, so I did. I couldn't tell who was driving, but soon I realized that they probably weren't going to come inside. After sitting there for maybe 20 minutes, the van eventually backed out. I thought it might leave, but instead it drove around to the side of the building. There was a few more parking spaces there, and it was now out of my sight. I honestly found this a little bit odd, and in the middle of the night, sort of creepy as well. I always tried my best not to let anything scare me though, working overnights. After the van went to the side of the building, probably an hour or so went by. Now it was well past 3 a.m. Nobody came inside the store, and in that hour, only one car got gas. Then I noticed that somebody was walking on the sidewalk up towards the entrance. It appeared to be a man, and he had come from the side where the van had gone before. Could this be the driver? He was wearing a large black winter jacket and the hood was up, but he was looking down so I couldn't really see his face at all. He made it to the doors and then walked inside. After entering, the man walked to the right and away from me at the counter. After disappearing down an aisle, I focused my attention back down to my phone. Several minutes went by. When I looked up again, I noticed that the man was just standing there, about 40 feet away from me. He was facing me and looking in my direction, with an angry look on his face. His hands were in his pockets, and I was confused as to what he was doing. After glaring at me for like 10 seconds, he didn't move or look away. I said hi to him and asked him if I could help him with anything. He didn't answer me and just kept standing there. Then I asked him if he was okay. The man still didn't answer me. I was really confused and not sure what to do. After standing there for a few more seconds, the man then turned and slowly walked out. Then he walked back down the sidewalk and returned to the side of the building. Less than a minute later, I saw the white van drive away. I was really glad that he was gone. The rest of my shift was pretty quiet. Eventually, a few more people came in. I was trying to figure out what that guy was doing, though, for the rest of my shift. His behavior was just really strange. I worked almost every night back then, and probably 3 nights later, I was working, and it was about 2 a.m. or so. Once more, I was by myself, and there were no customers. It was very quiet. Then I saw a car pulling into the gas station, and I soon realized that it was an old white van, just like the one from the other night. I remembered what had happened the other night, and I just hoped that it was not the same guy. I was already feeling creeped out. The van slowly drove around the gas pumps and over to the parking spaces out front. Then it turned and started to back into one of the spaces. After it parked, the van sat there for several minutes. But all of a sudden, I heard a car door open and soon saw what appeared to be the same man walking around it. He went to the very back of the van and opened it up. A short time later, he emerged holding something that looked like a crowbar. Then he closed the back doors to his van and started slowly walking to the entrance. He was wearing the same thing as the time prior. I had a bad feeling as I watched him slowly walk into the entrance doors. After getting inside, he then turned and started walking towards the back of the store. Quickly, he went out of my sight. and everything in the store became extremely quiet. About 5 minutes went by. Then, all of a sudden, I heard a crashing sound. It seemed like the man had hit something, probably with his crowbar. I heard another sound after that. It was like he was just whacking stuff. Several seconds into this, he seemed to move closer, and then I saw him appear in an aisle a ways away. I got out from behind the counter and ran out of the store. They weren't paying me enough to stay in there and deal with it. I ran all the way to my car and got inside of it. Then I called the police. I waited there with the doors locked, watching the store. I was parked behind the gas pump, so I was a decent ways away from the store. Probably about 3 or 4 minutes after I called the police, I saw the guy leaving. He slowly walked out and went back inside of his van. Then he drove off. Less than a minute after he left, the police arrived. I told them that the man was gone, and we went inside the store to see that lots of things were off the shelves. It was all messed up from the guy whacking it with his crowbar. It was like he had gone on a rampage. We watched the whole thing unfold on surveillance tapes, and the guy was just whacking stuff. Then he calmly left. It was the craziest thing that I had ever seen. After that incident, the police investigated to try to look for the guy. They also had a police officer at the store overnight for the next week or so. The guy didn't come back, and I didn't work there for much longer either. I'm glad that I quit that job, because ever since it happened, I was really nervous working there at night. This happened back in 2003. I used to work at a Walgreens, and if anybody doesn't know, it's a popular pharmacy store chain that also sells lots of other items. The stores are not that large usually, and generally never too busy either. Most of the time, there's a pretty calm feeling inside. The store that I worked at used to be open 24 hours. I'm not sure if it still is, but I know that it was when I worked there. So usually, when I was working overnights, I would be all by myself for most of my shift. There really wasn't a need to have anybody else there, because I could handle everything, and we never got that many overnight customers. I was also able to walk to and from work, which was very nice. I had an apartment that was just down the street and a couple of blocks over, so it would only take me about 10 minutes. Usually, I worked 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., and it wasn't that late yet when I walked to work, and wasn't too early when I walked back. One time when I was working an overnight shift, everything was going normal, and it was about 1 a.m., I believe. I remember that I heard the automatic doors opening and glanced over to see a woman entering the store. She appeared to be about 40, had dark brown hair, was maybe 5'2" or 5'3", and pretty thin. After entering, the woman looked in my direction and said hi, and I said hi back to her. She then walked down one of the aisles, and I focused my attention elsewhere. I was just standing behind the counter at the checkouts. We only had 2 check lanes, but most of the time only had 1 open. Several minutes went by, and I occasionally saw the woman, but I wasn't watching her or anything. She just seemed to be shopping normally. But at one point, I was just casually looking around, and I saw the woman standing like half behind an aisle. She was holding a small video camera, it appeared, and holding it in a way that it looked like she was filming me or taking my picture. I looked at her, wondering what was going on. It was like she was kind of trying to hide it, too, because she was about halfway obscured. I found this really strange. After a couple of seconds of this, her camera went down suddenly, and she disappeared behind the aisle. I thought that it was odd, but not the biggest deal. About a minute later, the woman walked up to the left, near the exits. She said goodnight to me as she walked out, without even buying anything. I said goodnight to her, but was a little bit weirded out by the whole experience. But after she was gone, I quickly forgot about it. I mean, yeah, it was strange that she was filming me or whatever, but it's not the creepiest thing in the world. Hours went by, and several more customers came in. All of them were pretty normal. When 6 a.m. arrived, I was off, and another coworker was there. I left Walgreens and then headed back to my apartment by walking along the sidewalk. It was still dark out, and things were very quiet. Just the occasional car would pass me by on the road. As I was walking back, though, one thing that was a little different was that I heard somebody walking a ways behind me. It was footsteps, but a good distance away. I was sort of curious, but didn't look back until I crossed over one block. As I did, I glanced over, and the same woman was walking. I found this really strange. After I crossed the street, I crossed another, and then went along that sidewalk that would take me all the way back to my apartment. I didn't think the woman would do the same, but she did. That's when I started to get really creeped out. Her whole personality just seemed kind of mysterious, even when she had spoken to me saying hi and bye. The woman continued to walk behind me, but was a long ways back. Soon, I reached my apartment. I was really glad to see that she hadn't seemed to gain on me or anything. She was still about the same distance behind. Now, you had to use your key to enter the apartment building, and then I had a separate key for my unit. This made me feel better if I could just get inside. Who knows why this lady was following me, but I knew that she didn't live here. I entered my building and then went up to my apartment, which was on the second floor. My apartment was at the front side of the building, so I could look out onto the street where the woman had been walking. After I got inside, I went to the window and looked out. I saw the woman standing there on the sidewalk. She had her camera out again and was appearing to take a video of me at my window. This was just really strange. I ducked down to get out of her sight. Now she was just taking a video of my apartment window. What was the point of this? After several minutes, I looked again and she was gone. I went on with my normal routine after that. I would relax after work and eventually fall asleep. Obviously, my hours of being awake were very different than most people, with me having to work overnight hours. So I fell asleep that day probably at around 9 o'clock in the morning or so. When I woke up, I remembered that it was almost 2 p.m. That was a little bit earlier than I usually woke up. But then, I remember hearing the sound of somebody trying to open my apartment door. I walked over to the door and then looked through the peephole. What I saw was a woman walking away. I just barely saw her, but it was the same woman from before. I was now extremely creeped out by this. After she left, I didn't know what to do. I watched her leave the building and then walk away down the sidewalk rather quickly. I really don't know how she got in. Probably snuck in as somebody else was leaving, which is very possible. I decided to call the police and tell them everything. They came out to investigate, and I gave them all the information that I could. I didn't really know what else to do. They said they would look into it, and after that, I never heard anything more. I also never saw the woman again. It still creeps me out when I think about it. Obviously, I don't work at Walgreens anymore, and haven't for many years. I also don't live in that apartment or even the same city anymore. I still wonder what that woman was doing, though. A few years back, I was working as an overnight security guard at a company. I don't remember exactly what company it was, but it wasn't that popular or anything. I worked at a lot of different places back then doing security. It was an easy job because I would just sit at a desk all night. Literally nothing ever happened. Most shifts, I wouldn't even talk to anyone. Sometimes one or two at most. I could just go on my phone and look around and get paid for it. But at this one particular company, it was a pretty standard office building for the most part. Now inside was a lobby and I would sit at a desk in there, and had a computer with some basic information. The building was not really near anything else in particular, and was slightly more secluded. The only other people there overnight was a security guard and a janitor. The other security guard would mostly just be outside, and I knew both him and the janitor, and didn't see them very much other than when I would arrive or leave, or when the janitor cleaned the lobby. When I was working behind the desk one night, I would guess that it was around 1 o'clock in the morning or so. As I sat behind the counter, I occasionally would look around. My view was mainly of the front door and window next to it. Outside of that was a parking lot, which was empty. Behind the parking lot was a fence. I was just casually looking around when all of a sudden, I saw this guy walk to the door. He looked right inside and faced me. It was really strange to see because nobody had ever come to the door before. But I then realized that this man who was standing at the door was smiling the creepiest smile I had ever seen. His eyes were so wide, like they were about to pop out of the sockets. It was very unsettling. He had to be joking or something. The man did not try to enter the building, though. He just stood there at the door and kept staring at me. I wasn't sure what to do, so I waved at him. He did not wave back to me. He then moved out of sight, and I couldn't see him anymore. I was really confused by what had just happened. I had no idea where the guy had come from or what exactly he was doing. I tried to brush it off and figured the outside security guard would soon see the guy, so I called him to let him know, but he hadn't seen the guy at all. I got up and walked over to the door, but the guy was now out of sight. I went back to my desk and was there for the next 30 minutes or so. Then the guy was back. I just looked up, and there he was, standing at the door and staring at me again with the same creepy smile. This time, I got up, but as soon as I stood up, he moved out of sight. I walked over to the door and opened it up. The man was now gone. He must have run off somewhere. I walked around outside until I found the other security guard. I told him about what had happened, and we talked for a while. Neither of us knew where the guy had gone. We looked all around the property after that, but he must have left. Then I went back inside. The property was large enough that he could have easily evaded us. And don't ask me why, but there were hardly any security cameras outside. There were a bunch inside, but only like two outside that didn't even cover that much space. For the rest of the night, I didn't see him. In fact, I never saw him again. I still wonder who he was and what he was doing. I used to work in a small convenience store in the city. It wasn't quite downtown, but was pretty close. There would be lots of people walking down the sidewalk during the day, and at night there would still be a decent amount of people out, especially after the bars closed nearby. So our store was open 24 hours. It was pretty small, but loaded with all kinds of snacks and drinks and things like that. There were probably five aisles, and then I would be behind the counter at the far end of the store near the doors. I worked at the shop for several months and usually worked overnights. Sometimes it would be pretty busy and other times would be really quiet. You never really knew and it depended on a lot of things, but between the hours of 3 a.m. and 5 a.m., they were generally the quietest. So sometime I was working and I was by myself on a typical night. It was a little bit after 3 a.m. and the store was empty. Occasionally, I would look out the window to the street, and it seemed dead quiet. I was just sitting there behind the counter, going on my phone, and pretty soon, I heard the door open and saw a woman walking in. She entered the store and walked down one of the first aisles. Several minutes went by, and she seemed to just be shopping around like normal. Eventually, when she came up to the counter, she put several items down. When I was starting to scan them, she told me that she only had $3 and asked me if I could give her a deal. I don't remember exactly what she was buying, but I remember that it added up to like $15 total. I told her that I couldn't do that. Obviously, she would have to put some things back. I said she would only be able to get things that added up to $3. It seemed like common math to me. The woman got angry though and said that she wasn't going to pay for anything. I told her to leave then, and she stormed out of the store in anger. Every now and then, customers would be rude or try to get free stuff. I mean, being in a city in the middle of the night, all kinds of people would come in. I was somewhat used to less than ideal customers and thought that I knew how to deal with them. Probably 20 or 30 minutes went by. No more customers came in during that time. Then the door opened and I saw the woman come back, but behind her was a man. This guy was like 6'5", had long stringy hair and a goatee. I'm assuming he was the woman's husband or boyfriend. He walked right up to me looking all angry and then accused me of being rude to the woman. I don't remember what her name was, but the guy started cursing me out and didn't really give me any chance to talk. I could smell the alcohol in his breath as he verbally ripped into me. The woman was just standing back a few feet and adding in a few words of insults here and there to me. I remember that after them yelling at me for like a minute straight, the man wanted to, quote, take it outside with me. I told them both to get out of my store before I called the cops. That's when the guy suddenly shoved me backwards from over the counter. I wasn't ready for it, and to be honest, he was a strong dude. I fell back and it knocked me over. When I got up, I saw the man was right up at the counter wanting to fight me. I moved over to the right, and we had an alarm back there, which I pulled. It was a very loud alarm, and the sound filled the entire store. It was also super annoying, and the guy then backed away from the counter and grabbed some random things off the shelf and threw them. He then knocked over a stand of drinks and went into an aisle and grabbed some more things off the shelves. He stuffed them in his pockets, and the woman at the same time grabbed some stuff with him. Then they both left, stealing a bunch of random things. I called the police, and they got there several minutes later. The man and woman were long gone, though. The only thing I could do was give a description and my account of what happened. Luckily, neither of them came back while I was working again. A few years back, I worked at a hotel. When I started, I was working at the front desk during overnight hours. The hotel was pretty average size, maybe a little bit large. We don't have any restaurants or bars connected or anything like that, but have lots of rooms. I would sit behind the front desk, and most of the time overnights, nothing happened. Here and there, people would come or go, but most people didn't need to talk to me. This made my job really easy, and I didn't mind being up all night. The event that I'm going to tell you about occurred at just after 2 o'clock in the morning one night. I was working behind the front desk, and I faced the lobby and elevators. To my left, there was a lounge area and a hallway that led to rooms on the first floor. Everything was very quiet until a man entered the hotel. He walked inside and went right past me. I assumed that he was staying at the hotel and was just returning to his room. The guy was pretty average height, light brown hair, mid-30s. He walked down the hallway and was gone. About 5 minutes later, though, he walked by again, this time going to the other hallway. I still didn't think anything of it, but I soon saw him another time. He was once again walking past from one hallway to another. It was sort of behind me, but still in plain sight. It seemed a little bit odd, but there was nothing wrong with it. But several minutes later, I went to go get some water. There was a dispenser in the lounge, and you had to walk past the hallway to get there. As I was passing by, I noticed somebody in the hallway a ways down. I looked and noticed that it was the same guy. He was standing outside of a door, and it appeared as though he couldn't get inside, but was trying to. I thought maybe he was locked out of his room, or possibly he was trying to get into somebody else's. I started to walk over to him and was going to ask him if he needed help with something. When I got a few steps closer to him, he stopped and looked at me. Before I could say anything, the guy turned and then walked away in the other direction. Then he disappeared around a corner. It was really suspicious. I started to figure that the guy probably didn't even have a room here. I went back to my front desk and decided to look at the security monitors. We had cameras in every single hallway. Unfortunately, the video quality was honestly quite bad. Many details were hard to make out. I looked around until I spotted the guy on one of the cameras. He walked past it down a hallway. Then he went to a door and appeared to try to open it. It looked like possibly he was knocking on the door then or something. He was standing at it for a while. Then he paced around a little before returning to the door. This was too suspicious, and I decided to go ask him what was going on. I got up and walked over to where the guy was. The hallways could get a little bit complicated on the first floor. The second and third floor was very simple, but the first floor had more hallways. I walked to the one that the man was at. When I reached the beginning of the hallway, I saw him. He was a ways down, probably almost 100 feet. Almost as soon as I was within sight of him, he looked over to me. I asked him what he was doing. The guy just started sprinting towards me then. He appeared to be running as fast as he possibly could. This wasn't what I was expecting, and I moved back and started heading towards the front. The guy was still running and quickly approaching me. By the time I got back to the lobby, he was a lot closer. I could hear him running. I decided to run out of the hotel and see if the man would. After I made it outside, I realized that he did in fact follow me out, and he was also a lot closer than I expected, now only about 40 feet away probably. I didn't think that I would be able to get to my car on time if he was chasing me, so I ran across the street. Across the street and a little ways down was a 24-hour gas station, so I ran all the way there, and when I got there, I went inside. The guy hadn't crossed the street and stayed in the hotel parking lot. I think he went back in the hotel after that, but I called the police. I reported a suspicious man trying to enter hotel rooms and chasing me when I confronted him. The police were very quick to respond and got there only like a minute later. They entered the hotel, which the man was still inside of. He tried running away, but was caught and removed from the hotel. He wouldn't say what he was doing there or why he was trying to get inside of rooms. After that, I talked with police for a while and then returned to work. I was really creeped out by the whole situation, but grateful to be all right. That was an experience that made me want to stop working overnights, and I did shortly after.
Last night, my boyfriend and I were driving home from Universal Studios in Orlando. We were rerouted a way home we've never went before, and we're traveling in basically the middle of nowhere. My boyfriend's speedometer is broken on his car, and he has to press the button to reset the miles after he gets gas. This will be very important soon. We were driving on a deserted road in the middle of absolute nowhere without a single car in sight. My boyfriend realized we hit the 130-mile mark on his odometer. We needed gas, but there was literally not one gas station in sight. I put search gas stations nearby, and we found one. It turned out to be closed. In a hurry, we found another gas station 5 minutes up the road. This is where the story gets weird. My boyfriend thought he closed his gas cap, and we're once again driving along this deserted road. We heard a loud bang, and he realized he forgot to put the gas cap back on, so we're driving around this dark road looking for the gas cap. He finally pulls over and realizes somehow the gas cap is still attached to the car. We get back on track to the other gas station. Out of nowhere, I had a horrible thought about something going wrong at that gas station. I pushed it aside because I knew we needed gas and AAA is not an option where we were at the moment. We get to this gas station and the lights are kind of on. This road literally leads to a dead end with a gas station on it. The only way to leave this area was to turn left or go straight out of the gas station. My boyfriend got out of the car to see if we could get gas and the feeling intensified. I have literally never felt like that in my life. My stomach dropped into my butt. I have been in very disturbing situations, such as almost being kidnapped twice, being followed home, watching someone be taken away in a body bag after being hit by a car, and even a paranormal situation. But I have never felt like this before. I saw a white car pulling up to the road to make a left. Keep in mind, there is literally no one on this road. He pulls up and notices my boyfriend and backs up with his windows down. I found this very strange because my boyfriend has a very nice sports car, and my mind immediately went into panic mode. I started screaming his name, and the man realized that someone else was in the car, turned left and sped off. Sadly, I didn't get his license plate because of how dark it was. This situation frightened me more than you can even imagine. It may not seem too scary, but it was easily one of the most terrifying things to watch, because I didn't know if I was going to witness my boyfriend being robbed at gunpoint or something like that. The feeling and thought I had just 10 minutes earlier is what also made the situation even worse. We found a gas station with actual human life around, and we made it home safe and sound. Once I got home, my dad told me that the road we were driving on was famous for the many bodies being found on it. I hope no one ever gets put into this situation. And to the man who was planning to do something to my boyfriend, let's never meet.